This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Well, this next one, I guess, couldn't have happened at a more all-American institution than it did. Sonic Drive-In. What could possibly go wrong at the Sonic in America? Right? Well, here's what can go wrong. You can have a child that has his hands on an AR-15 shoot the Sonic employee 6 times after he says you can't pee in the parking lot. Kubrick's and Dunn, only in America. This is what happened. According to police, a 12-year-old passenger in a vehicle shot and killed a Sonic Drive-In employee who confronted the driver about peeing in the parking lot. The child and the driver were initially charged with murder, but the driver's homicide charge was later dismissed. Matthew Diaz, who's 32, was working at the Sonic Drive-In in Keeney, Texas, Saturday night, and confronted Angel Gomez, 20, because he is being disorderly in the parking lot, police in Keene said. In a statement on Facebook, the Keene police said the argument soon became physical. During the altercation, a juvenile, a passenger in the suspect's vehicle, retrieved a firearm and fired multiple shots, striking the victim. Police Chief James Kidd said at least 6 shots were fired from an AR-style 22, striking and killing Davis. By the time police arrived on the scene, both the 12-year-old and Gomez had fled the scene. Did they get their orders? I guess that's another question. Gomez later returned to the parking lot where he was taken into custody. Officers located the juvenile, recovered several firearms when he was taken into custody, police said. Both Gomez and the juvenile were charged with murder. The juvenile is in detention in Granbury. Kidd said that. Kidd said, but he did not have any further information about Gomez. Though Gomez is no longer charged with murder, he is still charged with making a firearm accessible to a child, which resulted in death, and tampering with evidence. The Johnson County Sheriff's Office said he was freed on $70,000 bond on Monday. Matthew Davis leaves behind a 10-year-old son now, because we all felt we should have a bunch of guns in the back of our vehicle when we're going to Sonic. Because, yeah, why not? You know, they're for protection from the Sonic employees. Never know.
My guess, I don't know this, but I'm going to guess, is that he was drunk, which is why he got out and peeing in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And so, of course, somebody's going to confront him on that. You can't go peeing in the parking lot.
My guess would be that. And then he attacks the Sonic employee. I do question a little bit more about the 12-year-old of what's going on here. If this was someone who was feeling threatened and thought that, what is this dad, or who is this? That
I don't know the relationship. I haven't come across that yet.
It's a 32-year-old man with a 12-year-old passenger in the vehicle. Maybe we should look into that one a little bit too.
Could be his dad. Could be an uncle. I don't know.
Yeah, and the 12-year-old feeling scared, feeling threatened as his dad or whatever he is beating up the Sonic employee, or he's getting beat up by the Sonic employee. Yeah, I mean, I could see where this could go that way, especially when you have an AR loaded and accessible to a young mind that doesn't know.
That's not a little gun.
No.
You know, it's not like that was just underneath the driver's seat.
No, they're huge. It's not an easy weapon to just like kind of pick up and be like, boom, boom. Yeah.
What are you doing even driving around with that?
Well,
I don't even get why you got it in your car.
Because there's a lot of extremely insecure people in this world that only feel whole when they have their gun next to them. And I'm not anti-gun, but I'm anti-dumb people with guns. And this is a perfect example of that.
You know, and the kid knew how to use it. I wouldn't know what to do.
I'm sure he's trained by somebody on how to use the, because it's part of the life. It's part of what's going on. It's part of how they live. And yeah, I'm sure he had an idea on how to use it, and he used it. So
what the kid should have done, if the altercation got so bad he was afraid, he should have called 911.
Well,
but he
yes.
didn't. Instead, he's like, "I got to get the gun and kill." Well, at 12, he might not have intended to kill the guy.
Well,
maybe he was
exactly.
intending to scare him. But he shot him six times, so
he probably wasn't like,
whoops, one accidental shot.
We got to take a look at why this 12-year-old had it. What was his reasoning? I mean, this is going to ruin this kid's life, without a doubt. But I do wonder, you know, you're 12. You're not bright. You're making decisions that are very impactful very quickly without much reasoning whatsoever because your mind's not capable of it yet.
Which is why the gun shouldn't have been in the car.
Exactly.
You know, the kid shouldn't have access to a gun at 12 years old.
That's why you don't give high-powered killing machines to children.
Right.
So Matthew Davis, who's dead now, is the tragedy of this whole thing. And somehow the older one, the 20-year-old, got out of this whole thing and released on bond. I love our court system.
That makes no sense.
Seems, you know, just as much as people talk about, I mean, would this be, this would be a liberal judge, I'm assuming, to let someone out on that. Because this is fucking crazy. Utterly crazy.
I can't believe, because the gun was used in a killing. You know, it wasn't just like the kid was walking down the street with a gun. He killed somebody with a gun. It just seems like there would be a severe consequence if you're the owner of that gun and you had it in your car so the kid could get it.
One would think so. But again, Q, Brooks and Don, only in America would you have this sort of an issue.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
You want to weigh in on this story, 888-5-KILLER, 888-554-5537 to do so. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.